Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor. <laughs> Yeah,
I know. It takes forever to say my name. I get it. How's everybody doing?
Good.
Is anybody tired today? Is anybody tired today? Something very interesting happened when we all went to bed last night.
The time change.
All of a sudden, we woke up and a whole hour had been taken away from our life. That's not cool, is it?
No.
So I was thinking that you were probably going to be a little bit tired this morning, and I was thinking I was going to be a little bit tired this morning, and I was kind of thinking that maybe some of those Bible readings that we just had might have put you to sleep. Was anybody sleeping during those Bible readings? She admits it. So I want to tell you a little bit more about especially our Old Testament reading and about a very special person from the Bible whose name is Abraham. And in our Old Testament reading today, his name was Abram, so this was before his name was changed to Abraham, but it's the same person. And I was thinking that sometimes when we read those passages from the Bible, it's a little bit hard to understand because there's maybe some words in there that we don't always use and we don't always hear, and there's some places in that reading like Haran and Canaan and Shechem and Bethel and Ai and all these places. It's like, where are all of these places? What does all this mean? So I was thinking maybe what we could do today is we could actually read a children's storybook version of that same story, and maybe that would help you. Do you think that would be a good idea?
Yeah.
So I brought this with me. I have a little children's storybook that's came out of my office, and it's got these really great pictures, and Well, I've got a problem here. These words are upside down. How am I supposed to read this book to you if they're upside? Well, I guess I could read it like this.
But then you
can't see the pictures, right?
Then you can turn it after you read it.
Oh, I could read it and turn, but that sounds like a whole lot. You know what? Do you think that you could do it?
Yeah,
you think you could do it, Ellie? All right. Ellie, come on up here. You can be the teacher. You can pretend that you are Mrs. Caston. All right. So can you figure out how to read this book in a way that you can read it and everybody can still see it? All right. See what you can do.
Abraham was a good man who trusted God. God told Abraham.
Let's see, though. Now, can you do it? Can you read it?
Yeah.
Now, can you read it?
No.
So, would you say that it is impossible to read with a blindfold on?
Yes.
So, let's do this. How about if I put the blindfold back on you, and here's what we'll do. I'll whisper the words into your ear, and then you can say them out loud to everybody else.
Okay.
You think that'll work?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's try this. We're going to put this back on. Can you see?
No.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yeah.
Chapter 2.
Huh?
Chapter 2.
Chapter 2.
Abraham follows God.
Abraham follows God.
Abraham was a good man.
Abraham was a good man.
Good job. I don't want to choke you. All right, let's give Ellie a round of applause. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can go back and sit. So here's what I want to talk to you a little bit more about today. I want to talk to you about trust. So one of the things that is difficult in life is this big word that we call trust. Sometimes it's hard to trust other people in our lives. And that's because we live in a world where bad things happen and where people misbehave, right? And so we live in a world where sometimes people let us down. Everybody, look up here. Look up here. We live in a world where sometimes people let us down. And when that happens, sometimes it's hard to trust. So what Ellie was doing, she was reading this book, but she couldn't actually see the words. She had to trust that the words I was whispering into her ears were the actual words. What if I had whispered something silly into her ear and made her look silly in front of all of you? She had to trust that I was going to tell her the right words to say, right? Abraham was a man who had to trust God, because just as how it is impossible to read a book with a blindfold on, Abraham thought it was going to be impossible for him at 75 years old to become the father of a great nation when he didn't even have any kids yet. And God told him that he had to leave his home, his family, everything that he knew to go to a place that he didn't know anything about and a place where there were already other people living. Think that would have been a little scary to move somewhere where you didn't even know where you were going, to become this great nation when you were already too old, you thought, to become a great nation? So God gave this word to Abram, and Abram had to trust God. Now, there's a big difference between trusting God and trusting other people. Other people have sin, just like we do. Other people make mistakes. Other people sometimes let us down. But God never breaks his promises. God always does the right thing for us. God always leads us with his love and his grace and his mercy. So if God tells us to do something, we can trust in him. And you know what? God showed us how much we can trust him by sending his son Jesus to die on the cross and rise from the dead and take away our sin. And we heard a very famous verse in the gospel reading today, which was John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. So God loves you that much, and that's why he sent his son to die for you. And that means that you can trust him just like Abraham trusted him. Does that sound good? All right, so let's say a prayer together, and you guys can fold your hands and bow your heads and repeat after me. Dear God, we thank you for being trustworthy. Help us to trust in you just like Abraham. In your name we pray. Amen. All right. Thank you guys very much. You can go back and sit with your moms and dads. Yeah.